So, while the introductions are over, let's get into some meditation, shall we? And really, you're just invited to find whatever posture works for you. Please don't think you're coming here to do anything, to get rid of anything, to make ill will go away, or stop crying, or feel better or any of that. You're actually here to meet yourself as you are right now. And just to see if you can bring some more softness into the way you meet yourself, into the way you meet your body, your emotional world, your heart, your mind, your thoughts. Just to see if we can allow and then soften towards whatever's arising. So, to give our bodies and minds that message, we need to find how comfortable we can make them and be creative and be confident, bold in choosing a posture that's right for you. That could be lying down. Could be keeping your eyes closed if things are intense right now. Could be leaning on a wall or a sofa. Or a chair, wrapping yourself up in blankets, giving yourself a hug. You can do that, you know. You can touch your own body, you can stroke your arms if you're feeling stressed or upset. You can just stroke down your upper arms and reassure yourself that you're here for yourself right now. By the way, even Ajahn Brahm does that. He pats himself on the head. There, there. It's okay, Ajahn Brahm. So if he can do it, we can do it. You might not all need that, but you really can be kind. So if you're ready, if you're comfortable to do so, you can gently close your eyes. Just see if you can tune in to the way you feel right now. Like a kind and caring parent or best friend. Maybe like a Buddha, just receiving yourself. Just tuning in, getting a sense of the physical and emotional terrain. Just listening. To your body, to your mind, with a kind of kindness and compassion you'd love another person to give to you. You can be that person for yourself. This might mean just gently allowing the awareness to softly spread through your body, perhaps starting at the top of the head and gently flowing down like cotton wool, soft cotton wool. Just feeling into whatever's arising right now, any feelings, physical feelings, or sensations, perhaps just the touch of the air on the head or on the face. Maybe even noticing a sense of softness in the face, in the cheeks, in the lips. Allowing this soft awareness to just gently rest on your shoulders. Sensing into your shoulders with that kind, compassionate, listening ear. Noticing the soft parts as well as the tense parts. Perhaps imagining your shoulders gently expanding, taking up more space. You can give them a stretch or roll them back if that helps to loosen things up. Just allow you to settle into the body. Noticing your arms, the skin, the muscles, the softness in the arms, and any feelings that manifest right now. As you sense into your arms, all the way down to the hands, the fingers, the fingertips. Again, noticing the softness in the hands, the palms of the hands, helps to soften the mind. Bringing that same quality to your awareness, a very soft and tender awareness to your hands, fingers, fingertips. Allowing them to relax. Landing softly in your chest, maybe the whole chest area or part by part. Just feeling whatever's there right now in your chest area. Perhaps in a general way, perhaps feeling inside where your lungs are, where your heart is. Around the rib cage. Your belly, noticing the softness of the belly, which is there, even if there are other feelings. Maybe soreness, maybe anxiety, butterflies, tension, gurgling, whatever's there. Also noticing the softness in the belly, allowing it to just hang loosely, embraced with this soft awareness. Into your pelvis, the organs in the pelvis. And also from the top of the back, just gently sensing into the upper back, from the shoulders down, through the spine, the back of the ribs, your waist and all the organs. Or if you prefer, just keeping the awareness very diffuse. Just sensing the general shape, the skin. Keeping the mind soft. Awareness kind as it spreads right down into your lower back, buttocks, and the seat of the trunk, parts of the body that are sitting, but bearing the pressure, the weight of the body. And just allow yourself to trust your body is held. Your buttocks can bear the weight of your trunk. And can also relax. Welcoming any feelings you have right now in your buttocks and thighs. Listening in like that kind, compassionate parent, friend, or the Buddha himself to what's happening right now in your thighs. Imbuing your thighs with kindness, with care. Moving down into the knees. Giving your knees the same kind of compassionate attention. Allowing all the little ligaments, tendons to expand and relax. And flowing down and around your shins, your calves, your ankles and your feet. Allowing your feet to relax. To take a break from bearing your weight and just feeling into those soft parts underneath the foot, the toes, the tips of the toes, allowing your mind to become soft. And now just gently widening your awareness to include the whole body, as though your awareness is like very soft clouds or maybe cotton wool or a fluffy blanket, gently embracing your whole body. Allowing it to more deeply relax. Perhaps as though you were lying on a lounger with fluffy blankets covering you in a cool place. And inviting any tensions, any tightness, any holding. So just gently drain away. As you land softly, gently into the present moment, just this one moment is all you need to be with right now. Just one moment at a time. Not trying to be aware of anything in particular, but just the perception of now. And to meet that present moment with the same soft, expansive mind. Inviting the present moment into your mind as you would a very dear, gentle friend. Just one moment at a time. If thoughts arise, that's fine. Just sitting back, maintaining a sense of softness, expansiveness. Just aware of the thoughts arising and passing away. And just watches, staying centered in this moment. Called now. Perhaps noticing the space between each thought. Between my words. Silence. Being a friend to the silence in the mind. Tuning in, holding her softly, gently, as though she were a dear, long-lost visitor to the mind. perhaps an unfamiliar visitor that you need to tune into that a little bit more. Just gently, softly, opening to the silence, starting to trust the silence in the mind, recognizing it as a beautiful place to rest. Even for a moment between the thoughts. Whatever arises in your mind, remembering you have this special friend called silence to return to rest your mind upon whenever you need to. Whenever you remember, the silence is there. Warm, friendly, and inviting. Inviting you to come inside and rest your tired mind. And if your mind needs some more support, another resting place, you may find the breath emerging from the silence to offer itself as another friend. If the breath enters your mind naturally, welcome her in without demanding that the breath stays for any length of time, but just recognizing the breath as another very important, very treasured and valuable friend. Just staying with one breath, if that breath comes to mind. And enjoying the soothing quality of each breath, allowing the breath to support, to hold the mind. Keeping the mind very gentle, very light, as it rests upon the breath. When the breath disappears, as the mind's not ready or it's very subtle, just allow that to be as well. Keeping the mind soft, pleasant, light. And check your attitude to the breath. Are you treating the breath as a friend? Are you being kind to the breath? How would it feel to relate to your breath with loving kindness, the way you would share your loving kindness with a very dear person, perhaps a vulnerable, small, fragile person, someone who really needs your care. So treat your breath in just the same way as you would a very dear friend, even a child, a baby. And in the same way that you regard each breath, with kindness, with care, start bringing to mind everyone in this room, the Zoom room, here at Anucampa Grove, and staying connected to your breathing with kindness and care. Just allow all the beings in this virtual room, this room we share, to enter your heart, to enter a space of kindness and care. Bringing them in with thoughts and feelings, attitudes of loving kindness. As though they were part of you. Continuing to invite beings inside your heart to this soft, kind space we've created. Allow any beings who are easy to bring inside to enter. Maybe family, friends, teachers, maybe people in your neighborhood, your city, and further afield. Until you can imagine all beings being part of this beautiful field of loving kindness. Growing inside your heart. Including little insects, butterflies, birds. All the different beings who respond to love. Just breathing with these beings, bringing them in. Holding them in this space of softness and care. Maybe including beings who are suffering greatly. If your heart has the capacity to do so. Bringing in the refugees. People who are hungry, who are scared. Who are dying in wars they didn't cause. People who are angry, who are perpetrating hate, imagine them dwelling in a space of kindness, showing them a different way. All beings who need love, who need care. May all beings be held in love and kindness right now. Large beings, small beings, minute little beings, so fragile, so vulnerable, their lives may be short. Wherever there's life, may all beings find love, find care, find safety and peace. Sabbe sata, sabbe para, sabbe buddha, sabbe bhogala, sabbe atabhava pariyapana. Sabba itiyo, sabbe purisa, sabbe ariya, sabbe anariya, sabbe deva, sabbe manusa. Sabbe vinipadika, avevahontu, abhyapajahontu, anigahontu, sukhiyatana parihavantu. Dukkhamunjantu yadalada sampadito mavigacchantu kamasaka. So just gently giving yourself time to come out of the meditation, feeling whatever you feel right now with gentleness, with softness, perhaps giving yourself a little hug, putting your hand on your heart or stroking your arms. It's actually a method. It calms the nervous system. You can just stroke down your two arms. Or you can stroke your neck. This also helps to calm the vagus nerve. Hopefully it's calmed, but you can always calm it more. And it just brings you back gently into your body and prepares you for the day. So I hope that that is a good start for your day if you're in the morning time zone. At least some of you in the evening, I know. Some of you very early morning. It was nice to see one of you doing some walking meditation. This is also a posture, so you can do that. You don't always have to sit. Jiren's here. I didn't know. Hi. Oh, it's a big group of people. 28 people at least. Some of you are doubled up. And we have another 8 people here. So it's like a really nice big group of people practicing metta that has an effect. Yeah. And especially don't think that you're not practicing if you're going through different types of emotions. You're really practicing the harder path. And that helps other people who are struggling too. So thank you for staying with this. And I hope it was beneficial for you. So we still have a few minutes if you want to share anything that arose or ask any questions in the chat. You can raise your virtual hand if you want to speak. It is recorded, but not your face. Only my mugshot is on the video. So if there's anything you'd like to share, say, ask, please do so. Anyone here? There's a new show at the British Museum, I think you mean, about Buddhism. Jainism and Hinduism. All right. Thank you so much for creating a space of silence and loving kindness. Thank you so much. Feeling really light and joyful. Thank you. That was perfect for this morning. Less pain in the body and mind now. Excellent. We have sunshines and stars going on in the chat. Lovely. Maybe that wasn't good. Very special meditation, good. It wasn't the usual classic metta meditation, but it was more what I refer to as metta as an attitude, metta towards whatever's there in the mind. And today I wanted to bring in the elements of silence, which is there, and the breath, which is also there, floating around somewhere. So if we do create a kind and loving space, we can invite these objects in and actually develop a lovely relationship of loving kindness with them. Coming to Joseph, can you
thank you, Venerable. I'm just looking for the quote. I'm interested in developing a right view based off of Anguttara Nikaya 1093, where Anatha Pindika states that his view is, Venerable Sirs, whatever exists, whatever is conditioned, volitionally constructed, and dependently arisen, that is impermanent. What is impermanent is suffering. What is suffering? This is not mine. I am not this. This is not myself. In this way, Venerable Sirs, this is my view. I was wondering if how we can use loving kindness to develop right view. I'm looking specifically for, because we're always told the three characteristics, impermanence, suffering, not self. But I'm trying to, I guess it's the awakening factor of investigation of phenomena, how to understand that maybe with loving kindness as the object, that loving kindness is conditioned, volitionally constructed, dependently arisen. The Pali words are Sankatam, Chittayitam, and Paticca Samuppannam. So how do we develop understanding of these three qualities?
I have 1 minute to answer a profound question, so that won't happen right now. But basically, we can start to see the conditioned nature of loving kindness simply by practicing it and noticing how we feel before we practice, how we feel afterwards. What has changed? How has that changed? How has it been constructed, or how has it been developed, if you like? So we can see that it is a perception. It is something that we can incline towards. We can, and sometimes it's stronger, sometimes it's weaker. That means it's not always there. It is impermanent. And I think the less clinging that's there in the mind, the more the metta can develop. And this is an aspect of how By lessening clinging, we lessen the sense of self. And as a result of that, more metta is available to us. So in that sense, metta is a sort of result of right view. So it's not that metta meditation necessarily leads to right view, although it does. It leads to deepening right view through developing samadhi. And when samadhi is deepened, the hindrances are absent. So we have more chance to develop deep right view by seeing things as they are. But it's also an outcome of right view. It's also a natural response that we have when we understand that there's so much suffering in the world and that beings are conditioned, beings' behaviors are conditioned. You know, we act out of delusion a lot of the time, not really knowing what's in our best interest. And so the natural response to that is rather than to condemn, but to have compassion and loving kindness instead. So I would say right view deepens the metta. And the metta can deepen right view by taking is by overcoming the hindrances, especially the hindrance of ill will, which is underlying most of the hindrances. You know, they're two sides of the same thing. So when we start to undermine those hindrances, we can have more metta is more available, and then we can use metta to take jhana meditation, where the mind is so clear and so free that we have the opportunity to see things as they really are at the level of stream winning. So anyway, that's a big question. And thank you for that question. But I would say generally, while we're still in the stage of pre-stream winning, to cultivate metta, to cultivate any of these samadhi practices deeply before we start actually analyzing what's happening as we're meditating. But you can look at the conditioned nature of these states at the end. So that's what I would suggest for now, but it's a very big question. So maybe we can look into that more in some other meditation sessions. Okay. I hope that is something for you to go on for now. So I'll come back to the chat and just make sure I read everybody's comments. Thank you for deepening relaxation through loving, through your kind guidance. Boyan, I had to leave. Thank you. It was perfect. I feel calm and joyful. After 3 months of walking meditation, I tried sitting for the first time today. In the beginning, there was restlessness and even anxiety, but it all faded away. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful body from everybody. Thank you for a wonderful meditation. Thank you for the calm and affirming space and structure. Have a great rest of the weekend, everyone. Letting go, letting go, letting go. Excellent. This is important now in a troubled world, gathering like this. Yeah. I feel a lot of gratitude towards myself and then towards other people in the world. Thank you. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you feel gratitude to yourself, because it is really a powerful thing to gather like this when we could be, you know, engaged in so many activities that divide one another, divide ourselves from each other. And, you know, even just scrolling through the news is sometimes an activity that creates a lot of anxiety and you know, animosity, and consolidates this sense of self and other. So coming here together is really powerful. You're quite right. Not just for ourselves, but for everyone in the room. And by virtue of that, everyone that we come in contact with physically or even mentally throughout the day. So thank you so much for having the wisdom and compassion to be here and to keep on deepening your practice. Take care, everybody. Yeah. And we'll see you soon.